para sa maraming komunidad migrante, ang paghatid ng pang-araw-araw na pangangalaga sa mga mag-anak at kaibigay, bahagi na ng buhay at di na kailangan ng tulong mula iba upang may sa katuparan ang gawaing ito. Maraming tagapag-alagang sinasagawang mga ito ng walang bayad o suporta at maaaring maharap sa ilang balakid tulad ng wika, pagkabuklod o isolation at stigma. Mula sa 16 hanggang 22 ng Oktubre, gugunitain ang National Carers Week. At ito na ang pagkakataon upang maipakita ang suporta sa mahalagang papel na ginagampanan at pagtangi sa pangailangan ng mga tagapag-alaga o carer na sumusuporta sa iba't ibang komunidad migrante. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Dorota Banaisia na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Ang mga tagapag-alaga o carer ay naghahatid ng suporta para sa mga miyembro ng mag-anak na nangangailangan ng tulong bunga ng kapansanan, mental illness, chronic condition o sa kanilang pagtanda. Ayon sa census ng taong 2011, may 1.9 milyong kataong nagbibigay ng tulong at pag-alaga ng walang bayad sa komunidad. Ikatlong bahagi sa kanila ay mula tinatawag na culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds. Sinabi ng CEO ng Carers New South Wales, Elena Katrakis, ang ginagampan ng papel ng isang carer ay naisasalarawan at naiimpluwensyahan ng kanilang wika't kultura. Sa ilang mga komunidad niya, walang natatanging pangalan o tawag para sa isang carer.
Often carers from, you know, different cultural and linguistically diverse backgrounds often don't see themselves as carers, but they also don't necessarily even have the term carer within their language. So it's important to be able to, you know, reach out to culturally and linguistically diverse carers so that they can, you know, associate with the role of carers and identify with it to be able to access information and support.
Sa kabila ng pag-alaga niya sa kanyang tumatandang Polish nina nitong huling 15 taon, Ann kay Signev Komorowski, di niya nakikita ang kanyang sarili bilang isang carer. Anya, ito'y pangkaraniwang bahagi ng buhay.
In the morning, I check on her that she is okay. I make her breakfast. I help her with taking a shower and with getting dressed. At night, she rings a bell next to her bed when she needs me. It is a physical job, so you need to have a lot of dedication. She's almost 88 years old. I'm used to it now. She may complain, may have anxieties, may not understand certain things. So you need to have a lot of patience and compassion.
Ayon kay Elena Katrakis ng Carers New South Wales, mayroong epekto sa personal na buhay ang pagiging isang carer.
When you're a carer, you don't have the time or you're not able to engage with social activities. Often, depending on the person that you're caring for, you're not able to work, you're not able to engage in the workforce. It can be quite heavy financial impacts, but also psychological and well-being issues for carers.
Anya, maaaring makaranas ng tinatawag na social isolation, balakid sa kultura at wika ang mga carer mula culturally and linguistically diverse background at maaaring hindi humingi ng tulong ang mga ito. Sinabi ni Signev Komorowski na ang wika ay isa sa mga dahilan kung bakit kailanman hindi siya humingi ng tulong para sa pag-alaga sa kanyang ina.
This is a 24/7 job. I never had help from anyone. If someone came to help me, I don't think they would be able to help me much in the house. Maybe they could just be company for my mother or just watch her so she doesn't fall while walking to the bathroom. But they would have to speak Polish, as Mum, being almost 90 years old, can only communicate in her language.
Ang pag-alaga niya sa kanyang inay, kanyang responsibilidad.
I do believe it is my duty to look after her. Unlike some Australians who put their elderly into nursing homes, I care for her now and I hope I will be able to continue.
Anim ang kanyang anak at matagal nang tagapag-alaga, si Rubina Yasmin. Siya ay nag-migrate mula Pakistan at nakaranas at naharap anya siya sa tinatawag na cultural pressure. Malaking bahagi ng kanyang buhay ay nakalaan sa pag-alaga ng anak na may cerebral palsy at lubhang pagkabalisa o anxiety.
But if I will ask my community, if they come to know that I need some help, they just think like perhaps I am a little bit low. There's some now the people who are educated in our community, they have the different, you know, thinking. But even from my country, the people were saying her son is disabled. I think the parents have committed some sins.
Diniin ng Carers New South Wales na ang pangangailangan bilang isang carer ay maaaring magbunga ng iba't ibang emosyon. Ito ang pinagtutuunan ng pansin ng CEO na si Elena Katrakis.
We know that carers have the lowest health and well-being of any population group that has undergone the Health and Well-being Index through Deakin University. So we know that the impact of caring on carers on their well-being is very significant.
Mayroong serbisyong pang-counseling upang tulungan ang mga tagapag-alagang harapin ang mga mahihirap na sitwasyon at magbigay daan ng pagkakaroon ng balanse sa kanilang buhay. Ani Elena Katrakis, mayroong mga natatanging programa para sa mga multikultural o multicultural na carers.
Access to things like carer support groups, and there's many different culturally and linguistically specific carer support groups. The counselling, access to information and advice, things like respite that hopefully can give the carer a break, but also access to other support so that if the person being cared for is also being looked after and has access to maybe day programs or other services, that can also lower the impact on the carer.
Mayroon ding iba't ibang uri ng tulong pinansyal para sa tagapag-alaga o carer mula Centrelink. Ang mga carers na nagbibigay ng araw-araw na pag-alaga at tulong sa mga bata o adult ay maaaring makatanggap ng allowance ng may hanggang $123 at 50 sentimo bawat fortnight. Mayroon ding ibang mga kabayaran na tulong na maaaring ma-access depende sa kanilang kalagayan o katayuan. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, magtungo sa Carers Australia sa www.carersaustralia.com.au o tumawag sa numerong 1-800-242-636. 1-800-242-636.